that God is smarter than you are? Let's see. There's a hand going up here. Amen. Well, if you're a pastor that's been doing this for 34 years, there are moments when you think, yeah, I know that scripture. I know that scripture. I know this scripture. But then when you're getting ready to put a message together, God will just stop you in your tracks and you'll go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he did that with me last night. Oh, my goodness sakes. So my purpose in the next several weeks is to let all of us get our faith refreshed in the fact that God is always doing something somewhere, and he's always doing something for us. So just do what Jocelyn said, and you're going to really get strong in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Just going to get strong in the Lord. And there are certainly things that come our way in this life. No other generation had to have passwords. Hallelujah. No other generation had to deal with technology that sometimes doesn't work because, of course, it's electricity. And electricity doesn't stay constant, does it? Amen. So here's what I was going to do, was just talk about some moves of God, and I will do that. But I want you to see what God corrected me in, because my wife said, honey, let's not go back to the beginning of time to do this. Let's be more recent. Well, as recent as I could get was what God said. Amen. And it was this. I was going to start around the first part of the 20th century. And he said, no, you need to start here. Okay? Now, I don't know if everybody can see this. I know some of you are quite a ways away. Here are two gentlemen that were alive in the late 1800s. One, this young man right here, his name is Theodore Herzl. Everybody say Herzl. And he is recognized in Israeli history as he is referred to as the spiritual father of the Jewish state. Now, what's he talking about? He's the one that had such zeal in his heart for Israel to become a nation again, just like the Bible says. Okay? This will shock you. This will shock you. Shocked me when I just saw it just a couple days ago. Do you know that there are hundreds of verses in the Bible, and the writer said possibly 1,000 places in the Bible that the return of Israel to its place as a nation was going to take place. God talked about them being put back into their homeland because he promised it to them, and they kind of went the wrong way. And so they lost the whole thing, just like he said. God never says, surprise, I'm going to curse you. Okay? He'll say, these are the things you stay away from. How many are staying away from all of them? One hand went up. Thank God for Clarence. We'll have him helping pray in the prayer line today. Amen. All right. But thank you, Jesus, for the word of God, because God's word said he was going to do it. He promised Israel he was going to do it. And even though they were not perfect when he did it, he found somebody that was zealous for it. This young man right here. Okay, I'll show it to all you over here. I was trying to find a way to get this up on the picture, but I didn't do that. So anyway, here are the two men that did this. This guy is a Jew. Thomas is a Jew. Did I say Theodore? Yeah, Theodore is a Jew. Now, this guy that looks like Santa Claus, amen, right here, he was the son of an Anglican priest and was in his father's house, his father being equally just deeply concerned about the return of the Jewish people back to their nation. So, how many know who Jonathan Kahn is? Okay? If you don't know who Jonathan Kahn is, get on at least any kind of a search engine in a computer and just go for Jonathan Kahn. He is a rabbi that God has raised up. He's a spirit-filled rabbi, and he has insight that Gentiles don't get. Amen. Because rabbinical teaching goes clear back to the beginning of time. So the rabbis are the preachers of the Jewish religion. So this man, and I'm going to tell you what Jonathan Kahn said in just a minute. This man is a Gentile. Guess what he does as a pastor and a minister. He went to all of the world leaders in all of Europe and over into the Middle Eastern nations. He knew every leader, and they knew him. He ran into Theodore Herzl, and his name, oddly enough, is William Hetchler. So we have Herzl and Hetchler. Okay? These two guys. How many know the sections of Scripture that say that the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the root. They are the root of the olive tree. Now, who is grafted into that olive tree? And we are the what branches? We are wild. We are the wild branches. In other words, man, we had no right getting in there. But God said, okay, here's the deal. If you Jews do not want me, then I'm going to turn to the Gentiles who you think are worse than dirt, okay? And I'm going to give them what you wanted.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And Marge already realized she's already got some of hers. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So these two men came to a greeting one another at an event that they were obviously at the same time. And the more that this young Jewish man talked to Hertzler about his blazing desire to see Israel returned, this Hertzler started going around talking to the higher ups, the top guys and the top women that were leaders in that part of the world, saying to them, somebody has to start and initiate a movement to get Israel back where it's supposed to be. Because so many of those leaders were Europeans, and they were touched by the Protestant Reformation. Okay? So they all believed in Jesus, and they believed that in the Word of God, so they knew that Israel was going to have to be returned to their homeland at some point. Now, this is God. We talked last week about the thoughts of God are higher than our thoughts. The ways of God are higher than our ways. But once you learn how to recognize God's hands, and especially his ways, once we begin to learn that, he just starts to show up everywhere. Okay? So what he likes is he likes math. And math is words. Amen? Numbers. That's numbers. Jeez. I was ahead of my own brain. Amen. They are numbers, and those numbers with God's word starts to open up a whole new thing. Okay? There is something about the number 49. It's 7-7, isn't it? Okay? Seven sevens is a big deal in the Bible. Anything with a seven in it is a big deal in the Bible. And once you begin to see those kind of things in the Bible, you'll learn what those numbers mean. And 49 means a jubilee. A jubilee. Anybody know what a jubilee is? It's a time of a big celebration. You know why? Because if you're broke, you just got your money back. Now on the other side, if you're rich, they just took your money from you. And you're going, I got to do this all over again. And God said, yeah, and you're going to have to believe me a little bit more than you did last time. Amen. So God always wants people to be using their faith, and people that are on top all the time will have to come down after some point so that they can get back up and get going with their faith instead of their great skills. Amen. All right. So these two men right here were responsible for something that happened that triggered everything that we see now in the nation of Israel. Okay? Here's what they did. They put together a conference in Basel, Switzerland in 1897. Okay? 1897. And those two men, a Jew and a Gentile, Jonathan Kahn said, was the only way that there could be a return of Israel, because they could not leave the Gentiles out, and they would have. Yeah? So God puts a Gentile in Theodore's life so that God could confirm and fulfill this part of him that said, I'm not going to let Jesus return until we have Jews and Gentiles working together. Now, listen to this. Jonathan Kahn goes all over the world, and he said, in my lifetime, and he's not an old man, he's a young man. He said, in my lifetime, I have been to most parts of the world. And he said, what I have found has been absolutely stunning to me. And he said, this is what it is. Wherever I go, I find Christians that love Jews. And I'm going to tell you, there's people right in this very room right now that do that. We don't ever pray, but what Millie, raise your hand. Nobody knows you. Amen. But what Millie says, Pastor, we need to pray for Israel. Yeah. We need to pray for Jerusalem. Yeah. Marge is right with her. Amen. And I always say, okay, we got to do that. Amen. And you're supposed to do that, because God said if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that the peace of God will come on you. Amen. So God wants us to be in one. We're that olive tree, and we got to have the wild, and we got to have the real, I guess you would say. Okay? So 1897, these guys put a Congress together, and they had 202 delegates from all over the world that they were going to talk to about working for the development of a Jewish state. Okay? And here's what they said. They said this in 1897. They said this may not take place. It may not take place for 10 years. It may not take place for 20 years. But by 50 years, it's going to be real. It's going to be up and running. And 50 years later, it was up and running. Okay? Just absolutely astounding what that has done in the earth. Now, I'm just going to go through just a couple, just for just about 5 minutes. I'm going to go through 10, and I probably won't get through all of them, but I'm going to tell you about 10 signs of this whole thing called the returning of the nation of Israel. But we have to understand, when the nation of Israel was established, the time clock started on the end of the last days. The last days started at the day of Pentecost, but the last of the days that we're going to be on the earth is going to be because Jesus came back, all right? And as he does, he's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years on the earth. And whether or not you're here or in heaven, it's not clear in the Bible. God doesn't want you to pick one or the other. But if you do, pick heaven. Amen. You've already lived on earth. Go to heaven. Praise God. So here are some of the signs. The first one is there had to be, and I want you to, if you know what this word means, I want you to lift your hand. What is a diaspora? Yeah. Yeah, we got a couple of hands up. That means that's when the nation of Israel turned their backs on God. They did it in two stages. They went from the northern tribes, there were 10 of them, they went first, and they were taken captive and taken back completely out of their land, all right, back to Babylon. So you have the northern tribes getting taken away, and then several years later, we had the southern tribes taken away, and suddenly there is no Israel anywhere. Even though they had a beautiful, awesome temple, that was completely destroyed. So they dispersed all over the world, that part of the world at least. So here's what God said was going to happen to them in Hosea 3, 4 through 5. For the Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod, that's what was part of the high priest's clothing, or idol. Afterward, the Israelites will return after all of that. After many years, he said, they will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and they will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days. Isn't that interesting that he put in the last days? This is all happening in the last days, this return of God or of Israel, so that God can bless them again. Second thing is the return. Obviously, they came from all over the world. If you were alive and paying attention in the 80s and the 90s, there was a massive migration out of Europe into Israel, so much so that in the 90s, they didn't know how in the world they were going to be able to build houses fast enough to be able to get just the Russians that were coming in. The last group that came in were the Ethiopians, and all those things were prophesied about. So those were all parts of these signs. One of the things that the Bible says is that in the book of Isaiah, it says that Israel would be reborn in a day. Who has ever heard of such a thing? This is in Isaiah. Who has ever seen such a thing? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. So God said, this is going to happen in one day, that an entire nation is going to be born, and that happened in 1947. Amen. All right. So I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to say, without that move of God, in our days, you could watch them, if you've been alive in this epoch of time, you all know there is lots and lots in the Bible, and you all know there is lots and lots in news about what goes on in a little bitty country that most everybody hates. There's another, I'm not going to read it. There's another place in the Bible that says when they return, they will produce fruit for the entire earth. They produce 90% of the fruit in Europe. Israel does. Here's another thing Jonathan Kahn said, and I'm going to quit there. Going to quit here. He said, when the Jews come back to their land, they knew the land was horrible. It was full of things that would kill you. Amen. Horrible weather, horrible animals out there that would kill you. And it was absolutely barren. But remember, God said, when you return, you will return with my blessings. With my blessings. You'll return with my blessings. Hallelujah. When they came back, all of a sudden, the land started getting rain again. And it rained and it rained and it rained and it rained until the place sprouted all over. And now they have, and we got some people in the church can confirm this. Now they have tons of trees, and they have wonderful fertile agricultural areas. So the whole thing turned around just in your lifetime, if you're 50 years old. Amen. Just turned around. And is she saying you're 50? Amen. Marge, just don't tell people, everybody, that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So here's what I want you to do. We're about to pray for people. And what we want to do today is we want to pray for you to be refreshed and expect, just like Jocelyn was talking about. You expect when you come up here and you know that you have a need, and you're gonna ask for prayer for that need. You just fix your heart on what Jocelyn said. I am going to, I hear it, I'm going to believe it, I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to act like it's mine now. That's what faith is. Faith is doing something that you believe. Come on, Marky. Hallelujah. The outpouring is coming here in this area, and Marky's got something to say about that.
You know, I hung clothes out today to dry, and I kept watching the weather and saying, I can ride. Rain's not until 3. And I told you the wrong place. I left LaSalle, and it was nice, cloudy, but nice, nice and cool. And I got to 35th Avenue, and one raindrop hit me, and I'm thinking, okay, I can make it. And by the time I got here, I'm soaked, water running off my pants. I told Millie not to hug me, I'm wet. And I saw Jesus Culture, and one of those songs was A Fresh Outpouring. Mm-hmm. But he talked about the heal, which everybody's coming up for, whatever you're coming up for. He talked about healing, he talked about a lot of different things, and God kept saying, it's not a fresh outpouring, it's a soaking. It's a soaking outpouring, because I'm going to tell you, I'm soaked.
Amen.
And so whoever comes up, believe for the soaking outpouring. Okay?
Amen.
Thank you.
You bet.
Amen. Well done. So we're going to spray.
Just a sec. Just a sec.
Oh, not me. No. Okay.
When she said that to me earlier in this, before the service, when she said that, I know exactly what God was wanting us to do. One of the major moves of God in the 90s and through till now is called the Toronto Blessing. Okay, mm-hmm. Everybody remember the Toronto Blessing? The Toronto Blessing was a time that God poured out, the Father's love was poured out on people in that revival. And some of them would receive right on the spot and lay and soak. They all talked about soaking prayer. Don't get up after you've laid down. Stay there for hours if you want to. Well, you're not going to need to do that. Amen. But if you want to, it's fine with me. Just make sure everything's locked up when you leave home to go home. So at any rate, here's the deal. When you come up here today, we're going to lay our hands on you. You're going to believe God that your need and anything else He's got for you is coming your way now.
Yes.
Coming your way now. Now, here is a remarkable thing. There were numerous people that went through that that process that left and said, when I got in the airplane, we're at 35,000 feet, and this humongous visitation of God came down on me in the airplane. Okay, they go home. I heard the testimony of a Colorado Springs pastor. He said, I came home from that thing. I thought, gosh, I didn't get anything. And he said, when I was home one night, I'm sitting in my office in my house, and God just boom, just inundates me, and I laid there and cried for an hour and a half. And he said, I'm telling you, something happened in me. I'm telling you for you to hear.
Yes, yes, that's right, that's right. Yes.
And then you can believe.
Yes.
And then you can receive. Okay? Very same power that was at work in that outpouring of God is at work here and every place else. It's simply a matter of us doing what we're supposed to do. So let's all get in a line that want to have some refreshing in your life, glory to God, and outpouring.